There's some things you don't say no to, and that is when you get a superstar like Matthew Dellavedova, who's taken some time to have a chat to you. When you get a Boomers captain taking some time to have a chat to you, you've got to say yes straight away. And it was a delight to hear that Matty Dellavedova would be good enough to join us. Welcome to you, Matthew. Great to have you on.
Thanks for having me, Dwayne.
Exciting times for you, Boomers captain. You get to lead this next generation in some ways of Boomer player through for the next few weeks.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited and looking forward to it. We've got a great young group and looking forward to the games on the weekend.
So it's a different squad as well. It's an interesting choice of squad. How did it get decided on the squad? So guys like Mitch Creek, Chris Golding not playing, but you've put your hand up, obviously, to lead this group, and there's still some big names in it.
Yeah, I mean, any chance you get to pull on the green and gold, definitely want to make the most of it. And it's important qualifiers for the World Cup next year, not only to qualify, but also for seeding. So it's going to be tough games versus China and Japan. But we've had some good days of training and looking forward to getting started Thursday night.
And so Thon Maker's put his hand up to play. So you don't have the NBA guys. There's a few NBL guys you don't have, but you did have Thon Maker. So you've got a little bit of a different mix.
Yeah. No, it's good to have Thon back in the program after him playing in 2017 and played with him in Milwaukee and then in Cleveland for a little bit. So it's been fun catching up with him and getting to know the other boys as well. We've got a really young, exciting group that I think is really going to defend hard and push the ball in transition.
So is there a style that you'll play because that's the style you have to play with the guys that are available and have been picked, or is there a style that you'd like to play and you'll get them to adjust to make sure you play that Boomers way anyway?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. I think we've got really mobile bigs who are quick, long arms, can really get after it defensively, and same with our forwards and guards. A lot of quick guards that can push the ball, good passers. So, you know, we'll still be moving the ball and cutting, screening, and try to create any advantage we can.
So China first up, Chinese Taipei, Japan with a couple as well. And it's right across, well, pretty much the whole month of, or the early stages of July that you're playing these games. So is it a really sort of virtually a live-in squad for that time that you're playing?
Yeah. We got together on Friday night, and our first game's Thursday. Then we play Friday and Sunday. So it's going to be three games in 4 days. So it's going to be quick turnaround, but we're looking forward to the challenge.
So living in each other's pockets for that time, in essence, everything else gets put on the back burner. Brian Gorgian as well has stuck around a coach, so that's a big win for you as well.
Yeah. Gorge and the staff have been great. And, even after the first 2 days, I feel like we had a lot of stuff in and the boys have picked it all up really quick and we can go out there and execute well. So we've got, one more day of training tomorrow and then get stuck into the games.
You mentored Dyson Daniels as well, is that right?
He's a Benio boy and sent him a couple messages after him getting drafted and he's just a really hard worker, down to earth. He's got great skill set, strong body already at such a young age, and I think he's going to have a great career. The Pelicans made a great pick there.
And your own form, Melbourne United's form, obviously it didn't end the way you wanted it to. Have you had a chance to reflect, look back, watch the last couple of games at all?
Yeah, I mean, really disappointing end to the season. But apart from that result, we played some really good basketball and really enjoyed the group we had. And I know we're all hungry to finish on a better note next season.
So what did go wrong at the end? I know you had a couple of guys go down with injuries at the wrong time as well. What in your mind went wrong?
Yeah, I think, you got to give Tassie credit. They really defended hard and, made it a physical, grinding game. And, we just couldn't put the ball in the bucket. And, you know, Josh Adams hit some big shots for them at the end. And, you know, we'll come back a lot better next season. But you got to give them credit. They had a great season.
And no Joe Lualua-Chul, so he's elected not to stick around. Where's he off to?
He's off to some league, which is a great opportunity for him. And we'll see what happens after that for him. But, yeah, he had an unbelievable season. And, yeah, wishing him all the best in some league so he can try to get on with the team over in the NBA.
And he'll come back if it doesn't work for him. There's a few over there that are also hoping to get picked up. Jack White's another.
Yeah, I think Joe's got something lined up in China, maybe, if it doesn't work out there. Whitey's going to play with Denver in some league, and he's had a great camp. He's looking good. So, yeah, excited to see what he can do in these games before he heads off to some league.
And the obvious question, when you get your full team back together, I presume you're hoping it includes Ben Simmons.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, just hope he can get healthy, and yeah, just want to see him back healthy, enjoying basketball, back on the floor.
How often do you speak? Do you speak much at all, or not? Or have you left that one for later down the track?
For these games right now, just focusing on the group that we have. But definitely, yeah, we'll get in touch with him. You know, later on down the track.
Great to have you, Matthew, and good luck with it. So, yeah, the next week and a half. So, plenty on your agenda, and we'll talk very soon. Next round, FIBA World Cup qualifiers, China, Japan, Thursday, 6:30 p.m., I'm told, with Australia v China at John Cain Arena. And you can get your tickets now at tickettech.com.au. That's tickettech.com.au, 6:30 Thursday, Australia v China, John Cain Arena. Great to have a chat to you, Matthew. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Dwayne. See ya.
Matthew Dellavedova joining us, the Boomers captain.